I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All that complaining about North Carolina getting into the field of 68, and they were dominant last night. So, Pearl, North Carolina beat San Diego State. They face now Ole Miss. That is going to be in Denver in the South region. And there's always been one of the first four teams that at least wins two games in the tournament. Now, you got Texas and Xavier tonight. Winner of that matchup moves on. Could be one of those teams too. But North Carolina looking really, really strong yesterday. Yeah. Clearly chip on their shoulder with all the experts saying they should have never been in the bracket.
I mean, we did see an elite North Carolina
team.
We
know they're talented.
No Cooper Flagg, though, in that game.
Yeah, but I mean, again, that Duke team was still good without Cooper Flagg, and North Carolina got hot, which we saw last night, RJ Davis going off. Obviously, you eyeball North Carolina, and I think it might be the powder blue. It might just be knowing, like, that is not a bad basketball team. So I think that the committee at the end of the day said, you know what, this team's probably not as, they probably didn't deserve to be there, but I could see where the committee said, well, they could probably be a dangerous team.
Well, we'll see, because if they can go on an all-time run, well, they turn from controversy to iconic. And with that, we get to our great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
Okay, we do this every Wednesday at this time on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Mm-hmm. And it's always loosely based on the news. This one is a little bit more on the nose. We're asking you, what is the greatest individual run in NCAA tournament history? The greatest individual tournament. We're talking about a specific player here, not a team. So if RJ Davis, who was perfect from three-point last night, if he goes on and North Carolina wins the title, he could be a candidate for this great debate.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something.
Really would.
All right, can I start off here?
Go ahead.
So you got to go old school when college basketball was more challenging, in my mind. So back in the day, when guys didn't leave after 1 year, to get through a tournament, you had to go through a million pros. Danny Manning took a number six seed, unranked in the AP poll, Kansas, and went through a gauntlet to win the title. Danny and the Miracles beat, in the final game, they beat Oklahoma. Now, you don't think of Oklahoma as a basketball powerhouse. This team had Mookie Blaylock, Harvey Grant, and Stacey King. That is a crazy, I mean, is there any team like that these days that has three pros that we know about? Yeah, probably. But anyway, Rutgers, they didn't even make the tournament. He beat Duke. Mitch Richmond, he beat Will Perdue, he beat Tyrone Hill, who former Xavier star. He beat so many guys en route to this title. Nobody thought Kansas was going to do it that year, and they had nobody except Danny Manning. Danny Manning is, in my mind, synonymous with tournament runs.
Oklahoma's hit only one field goal the last 3 minutes. Four of their starters have played the entire game. Manning throws in a jump hook for the lead.
Yeah, Danny Manning was in an era of giants in college basketball. He was the David who slayed Goliath over and over again. He was awesome. Not quite as great as we thought he might be in the pros, but Danny Manning to me is the answer here.
Today's great debate. We're asking, what's the greatest individual NCAA tournament run in history? Hi, folks.
There is a Danny Manning final game connection from there to this show and the Pearl Jam bracket. Do you know it?
No idea.
So they beat Oklahoma in the final. Mookie Blaylock was playing for Oklahoma, I believe. And Mookie Blaylock was the original name of Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And there you go. By the way, he also beat Mitch Richmond. I had that in my notes.
You said Mitch Richmond.
I did say Mitch Richmond. Okay.
Yeah.
Kansas State. Gotcha. Okay. That's a great connection. I should have gone there.
I'm assuming that's the same Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the same Mookie Blaylock.
No, there's two. Mookie Blaylock, the sequel.
You never heard of Mookie Blaylock, the senator?
Okay. The greatest individual tournament runs. That's what we're asking today in our great debate. I'll go next. I'm going to totally disagree with you that guys in the modern era, this is not, it's not hard to get through the tournament. And they bring you back to not so long ago, at least fresh in our minds. That'd be the 2011 NCAA tournament and a man by the name of Kemba Walker.
Many players can carry teams during championship runs. And you're looking at one of the great players in the college game, Kemba Walker of the Connecticut Huskies.
Shot clock at 10. Walker, fade away. Back Jack, and this is under duress.
Kemba's run in the 2011 NCAA tournament is the greatest of all time, and here's why. People think, oh, UConn, they must have been a powerhouse that year. No, they finished ninth in the Big East. They had to do a five wins in 5 days just to win the Big East tournament. Then they get into the tournament, Pearl, and you want to talk about pros. Kemba Walker's UConn team beat Kawhi Leonard in the Sweet 16 with San Diego State. Derek Williams' Arizona team in the Elite Eight. Kentucky with John Wall, Boogie Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, Patrick Peterson. I could go on in the Final Four. And then they got a Butler team that was hell-bent on revenge in the final that was coached by Brad Stevens. The only other pro on Kemba's UConn team was Jeremy Lamb. I mean, he did this himself. It's the greatest individual run in NCAA tournament history.
You had me with all those names until you. That Butler team was god awful.
Listen, you got blamed Florida because Florida lost to Butler and in overtime. So that's really a Gators situation. You should take it up with Billy Donovan. But no, you play who you play. It was a gauntlet for Kemba to get through the tournament. And again, that was not a great UConn team. It was an out of nowhere UConn team. Okay, EJ.
Okay, so when we think about March Madness, we don't think about the big dogs. We think about the underdogs, right? So when we're talking about Cinderella runs, who had a better individual Cinderella run than one Stephen Curry? That was Stephen Curry's big shot over Gonzaga in the first round. Shows you how unbiased I am. That's him beating my Zags. They went on to beat Gonzaga. They beat Georgetown. They beat Wisconsin and came oh so close to beating Kansas in the Elite Eight. Lost by 2 points. Kansas, by the way, won the national championship that year. So he put up big numbers, 40 points, 30 points, 33 points, 25 points. It's a Steph Curry origin story, a guy who we now are very familiar with as being one of the more famous basketball players on the world. To me, the story begins with this tournament run. And when you talk about individual spectacular play, this is the one. I love Kemba Walker, but Kemba Walker's better tournament run was in the Big East tournament, not the NCAA tournament. Talking about individual play, Steph Curry was an absolute dog in his tournament. He is the greatest individual tournament run.
Okay, Manny, it's our great debate today. The greatest individual tournament runs, what is it?
I will see your unbiased opinion here, EJ. I will go with
Dante DiVincenzo, 2018 national champion, or 2018 tournament. Dante in that final game.
Get your Nick emotions in check.
Dante, he's not a Nick anymore. So
he was. That's why he's in this
five
category.
3-pointers for Dante. He had an incredible run, 31 points in the championship game. All of this off of the bench as well. He also recorded, 18 points in a game against Alabama. He also scored 12 against Texas Tech in the Elite Eight, and in the semifinal, he scored 15. Again, all of this off the bench. Dante DiVincenzo, nice job.
None of us had a game. Oh, look at this. Yes.
That's not real. How did that go? Who needs Brunson? Wow. He has scored Villanova's last 9 points.
He's in a different zone.
He also won the MOP that year, Most Outstanding Player. Dante DiVincenzo.
All right. Interesting submission. Didn't have Dante DiVincenzo on my bingo card, but Manny, that's why we love you. Okay, greatest individual tournament run in history is who, folks?
Well, my guy has a saying, he walked so Dante DiVincenzo could run. This is the late 70s. It's arguably the most famous game in college basketball history.
7 point Spartan lead. Trying to run out that clock now. And here goes Johnson. And the foul is on number 40 of Indiana State, Bob Heaton. He can't believe it.
Oh, poor Bob Heaton getting dunked on by Magic Johnson in the title game of 1979. Magic versus Bird. Magic was better that day. He was phenomenal the entire run for Sparty. He averaged 22 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, multiple triple-doubles in one of the most historic origin stories. There's Magic's. He's the guy.
And who did they beat in the Final Four? I think that's a big part of this story.
Before Bird? I actually don't know.
I think that was your Pennsylvania Quakers, the last Ivy League team to make the Final Four was 1970. I believe that was the same year. Might not have been. But, Michigan State beat Penn, which is a lot harder
than Burden.
Did anybody here think you said this guy walked so Dante DiVincenzo could run? I thought you were going with Larry Bird.
I thought you were going to do Josh Hart. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. This guy walked. No,
I thought
you were going to go white star from the 70s so Dante DiVincenzo could be a white star from the 2010s. I had no idea what you meant by that.
There another great basketball player from Delaware?
Exactly.
I didn't know what you were doing there.
Guys, I didn't know he was picking Dante DiVincenzo. So I was trying
good
to
point.
Come off of that.
Good point. Okay. Yeah,
the historical great. Reference didn't work.
I mean, Manny thinks history started in 2015. So
that
you know.
Only involves Knicks.
If you had gone Larry Bird over Magic Johnson, now that would have been a pick. That would have been something to see. I would have liked to see the reaction there.
All right, there you go. This is our great debate today. The greatest individual tournament runs in history. New
Who
number.
Needs Brunson?
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. New phone, who dis?
Penn made the Final Four that year against Michigan State. The final score of the game was 101-67. They lost to Magic
that
Johnson.
That doesn't sound too good.
That sounds like what Matt Johnson should do to a bunch of Ivy League. Yeah, to be honest.
Magic Johnson. They had a guy, Greg Kelser. I saw a video on this team. They were ridiculous.
Matt Johnson probably just dunked it on some future Supreme Court justice.
You know who was also Isaiah at Indiana had a pretty good run too.
Awesome
76. I think we did. Maybe callers could correct us. We might have neglected the old school guys. I saw Oscar Robinson scored like 40 points a game.
Yeah, Kareem was pretty good.
Speaking of those old basketball players, Anthony Davis. I mean, he had a hell of a run as well.
Yeah.
I know that old man just dust off the record books. We are seeing a little. Shabazz Napier also had a really good run UConn. Under Kevin Ollie. And then I'm seeing also, where'd it go here? Oh, David in the chat. Miles Simon, 97 Arizona, in terms of individual runs.
I feel like him and Bibby were like a tandem, though. It's hard to do one without the other, right?
I think they were in the SI cover together.
Yeah.
But Miles Simon.
He was awesome, though.
I have a critique of yours. If Steph Curry didn't go on to be one of the top 15 NBA players of all time, would you have picked that run? Because you said it was an origin story. So that means that he has to have the NBA success afterwards. So I downgrade it.
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? You saw that he was put up 40 and 33. They beat a 2-seed Georgetown.
Yeah,
he almost beat the national champions. Is Davidson? Yeah.
He'd be Jimmer Fredette if he didn't go on to have an NBA career.
Fredette never went this far in the tournament.
The only thing is he's the only one who didn't win the title of all of our picks.
Yep.
You know? So we're doing greatest individual tournament runs. Steph was fantastic, and he had two great tournaments, actually, but fantastic, but didn't win it all. Do you have to win it all to be an all-time great run?
I think with March Madness is the one tournament where winning it all is not the entire point. We literally do one shining moment, showing all of the moments with equal value throughout the entire run.
Like, well, it is not equal value.
Well,
the
winner gets the last couple shots.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but like, it's not like it's like, oh, the winner gets to 1 minute and then the rest of the teams get 5 seconds. It's like they cut it at the end of the game.
Yeah,
so,
but like Ali Farouk Aminu, I forgot the guy's name.
Farouk Manesh,
thank you. Like, there's some guys who are like that, and, you know, yeah, it's like great run. I think Steph is obviously a step above that because he went on to have this incredible pro career, but... You know, there's darlings that happen all the time.
Like Cameron Crutwig from Loyola Chicago, who's now playing in Japan or something like that.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jimmer played one less game. They lost in the Sweet 16.
Right. But they won't.
Oh, that I don't know.
Like Buddy Hield would also have a great run.
BYU, for example, I don't think they were 10 seed. I think they were higher than that. They beat Gonzaga in the second round. Like, BYU was good when Jimmer Fred was there. That was not a Cinderella. Davidson came out of nowhere. They were a 10 seed. Like, they were not supposed to be where they were. So I think it's different.
You know, we could have a side debate, too. Who are guys that you only know from the NCAA tournament who you have no idea what happened after? Remember Kevin Pitsnoggle at West Virginia?
Yes.
There's that whole genre. The guy, you were talking about a guy from Wofford yesterday.
Yeah, Kyler Phila, the guy who's got the headband on.
Yeah, the hefty guy.
Filowich. Kyler Filowich is the guy to keep an eye on this year for Wofford. 6'9", 250, receding hairline, shoots free throws underhand.
He's this year's Cameron Crutwig is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think from NC State last year who I don't think has a job, right?
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns plays in South Korea.
Yeah, he's playing.
Right, but I
could have been an offensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans, but
I would like people to call in with guys who only did the NCAA tournament run and then just disappeared from the face of the earth.
Like that's the Jerry McNamara's?
Yeah, the guys that we just mentioned.
I'm bad with this, though. Is Missoula at West Virginia with Pitsnoggle, or those different teams?
Could have been there with Pitsnoggle.
Pitsnoggle played there a long time.
Yeah, I think he wasn't on those teams.
No, I was thinking like DeJuan Blair.
Yeah, he wasn't because DeJuan played for Bob Huggins, and Pitsnoggle played for B-Line.
For B-Line. Oh, so that B-Line team had Mike Gansey on it, who then became the Cavs GM for a little bit.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
The B-Line teams were way more fun than the Huggins teams. No surprise.
I just did a Google search. Tournament heroes, NBA zeros. Nothing came up.
Sounds like an athlon column.
I'm very proud of myself for this Google search. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I can't help you.
The entire internet just said, nope.
Oh, Jack Golke. Yeah, now I got it.
Well, Golke, but only one. They beat Kentucky, but then lost in the next round.
Right. The point was guys who had big moments in the tournament who never made it to the NBA.
Right. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. New number. 888-710-4476. We're asking you about the greatest individual tournament runs in history, like individual players, one guy. Let us know what you think. It's Maggie Perloff.
Cannot wait. NCAA tournament getting going. We got NBA. We got all sorts of things, and that means it's a great time to play Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So simple to use, Maggie. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money.
I bet I got a combination that you haven't thought of.
Hit me.
How about Colin Smalls, who plays for American University, part of the first four tonight, 11.5 points, rebounds, assists. You can go more than. And can I interest you in pairing that with Austin Matthews, more than 3.5 shots on goal? You would have never come up with that combination, but you can on Prize Picks. That's why we love it. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's available in more than 40 states, including California and Texas. And it's so easy to use. You just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Have some fun. Get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit for just playing guaranteed. This is the time of year you want $50 in bonus credits. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Manned P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We have a fun, great debate today for the NCAA tournament. We're doing the best tournament runs by an individual player of all time. I went with Danny Manning. Maggie has Kemba Walker. EJ went with Steph Curry. Manny, Dante DiVincenzo. Okay. Sorry. Yep. And Bogues went with Magic Johnson. We did, again, if you want to call in with old school people, we're skewed a little modern in this one. But there's so many great choices. I can't wait to hear everybody's.
New phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Timothy is in Michigan, has a good one. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Modern for me goes back to 1950s. What are you talking about? Well, mine is our own Michigan's Glenn Rice, who set the tournament record at 184 points in six games. And remember the drama created when Bo Schembechler fired Bill Frieder, the coach, just before the tournament?
I do.
And Michigan, yep, and Michigan went on to win, and it was kind of funny watching Bill Frieder sit in the stands watching his team win the national championship.
Maggie and I interviewed Steve Fisher a couple years ago.
We did.
Awesome dude.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool guy, and he had great success. As a matter of fact, remember, he was a coach for the Fab Five when they came on board also.
No, Steve Fisher is great, and Glenn Rice did go on an all-time run, Timothy, so that's a fantastic call by you. I had forgotten that the national final game against Seton Hall, that was an overtime win where Glenn Rice had 31 points in that game.
That was,
I mean, 31-10. Moment. Yeah.
That was Ramil Robinson, right, at the line? Oh, boy, because a good buddy who has Seton from the Dan Patrick Show, of course, lifelong Seton Hall fan.
Yeah.
That is that's a tough loss for Seton Hall.
And PJ Carlissimo, we also interviewed at that same exact venue.
Yeah.
That was the Final Four a couple years ago where Perloff and I got to interview Steve Fisher and PJ and Jim Boeheim and a lot of the luminaries.
Yeah, PJ's voice has not come back yet from that Final Four.
From those moments. Okay, Wilson's in California. Wilson, we're asking for the greatest individual tournament run in history.
Well, good morning. Nice to talk to you guys again. For me, it was undoubtedly, and I know I'm dating myself once again, but it was the game of the century that started this thing off in 1968 at the Houston Astrodome between my UCLA Bruins and the Houston Cougars in front of 60,000 people. Game was in prime time. Alcindor had an injured eye. Elvin Hayes played off the hook great, and Houston squeaked by with, I think, a two-point victory. Anyway, flip ahead. Into the tournament we go, and these teams were on a collision course, and they did meet again. Lou Alcindor, his eye was fine. He played lights out, and the Bruins smoked the Cougars in the tournament and went on to win the national title. And they were playing with some other players in that tournament by the likes of Pete Maravich and Bob Lanier. You had Elvin Hayes. I mean, they had to run the gauntlet. There were some great players back then. But I remember it like it was yesterday because my best friend and I had to help my dad insulate the attic of the house. And I don't even think we got more than $20 a piece for that weekend's work.
It was a different time, Wilson. $20 could go a long way, much longer than today. Thank you for that. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor, it's, you know, there's so many runs because he won three straight national titles, right? So they beat Dayton in his first ever NCAA tournament. They beat Houston, and then North Carolina is what Wilson is talking about. And then they beat Purdue the next year, and obviously freshmen couldn't play varsity at that point. So Kareem only got three bites of the apple. It's like, which one do you pick? But that's a great one. That's a great one that Wilson picked.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, you have to keep some of those old school guys out of this.
Because, they're so dominant. Like, we talked about Bill Walton.
I just pulled up Kareem's numbers. They're insane. Bill Walton, Bill Russell was insanely dominant. Didn't he win a title? One or two at San Francisco, who did nothing. Honestly, I could see if you don't want to play in that sandbox, I totally get it.
Let's go to Adrian, who's in Maryland's got a good one. Hey, Adrian.
Hey guys, I can't go with Kareem and them because what they have, like 16 teams
started in the Sweet
16, tournament. So I'm gonna go. I go with Dwayne Wade. He took Marquette to the Final Four, and you probably couldn't name another player on that team.
I gotta think about it.
I think my guy Steve Novak was on that team.
Oh, really?
No way.
I think he might have been.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Dwayne Wade's team, though. That was a great run.
Yep, Novak. And my guy Travis Diener, too, also was on that team.
Diener, that's the name I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that was a guy I couldn't remember, but I remember Novak. Novak was a freshman.
I mean, they lose in the national. So they beat Kentucky, which was, they beat Pitt, and then they beat Kentucky. Lost in the Final Four to Kansas. You know, EJ was talking about how Steph Curry's run with Davidson was like an origin story. I mean, Dwayne Wade, same.
Absolutely. No question.
He was not like on the national radar, I think, with casual fans. Then they go on that run, and then he's getting taken, what, fifth overall in the draft that year? Fourth?
I mean, in some ways, yep. it felt like a precursor.
Like Bosh was fourth. Was Wade fifth?
I don't remember. Five.
Yeah. Adrian, thank you. Fantastic contribution.
I was just going to say, Dwayne Wade, in some ways, it felt like a preview of what he did in the finals against the Mavs. It was kind of the same thing where it was just like he got to these playoff run and he just took over. I mean, they couldn't beat Kansas. Kansas was the dominant team that year, but that first through Elite Eight run was crazy.
So you mean to tell me D. Wade used this performance in the tournament to bolster his draft stock?
Why are you trying to make
sounds like Dante DiVincenzo to me.
That's about where the comps between Dwayne Wade and Dante DiVincenzo end.
Where was Dante picked?
I think he was a late lottery pick, 17.
18 or something. So it didn't bolster him that much.
No, it did.
But I mean, he wasn't. Do you remember Dante DiVincenzo, the sophomore?
I do. I remember Dante DiVincenzo was a big deal in our area.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, because you're in the Delco area. That's why.
No, but going into that year, I mean, Dante DiVincenzo, he nowhere rose their stock from a tournament and combine performance. And Dante, he was not really a first-round guy at all. He was like a fringe second-round guy. And he was great in that run, no question.
God, we have really hit our Knicks quota in all this discussion.
Yeah.
Steve Novak, yeah. Kemba Walker. I mean, geez. Kemba had a run there, right?
Yes, he did. Kemba was, in fact, a Knick.
Yeah. Who needs Brunson?
He asked a question. I answered it. Steve Novak was on the team, and it was a correct answer, sir.
KJ is in Milwaukee. We're asking for the greatest individual tournament runs of all time. Hey, KJ.
Hey, good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I'm going to go with the late, great Hank Gathers from Loyola Marymount. He was one of only two players to lead the country in scoring and rebounding. And he had a really great run before his untimely death. So I really liked watching him play. I know I'm going all the way back in the way back time machine, but I think he was a great player.
Absolutely.
And he would have been a really good player, I believe, in the NBA, even at 6'7".
But you could have gone with Bo Kimball for runs because in honor of Hank Gathers, went to the Elite Eight, right? And they shot left-handed.
Yeah.
It was the most dramatic. I mean, listen, talk about Philly playground legends. Those are the ultimate, too. Bo Kimball's run would have been really cool for you combine Hank Gathers and Bo Kimball to one person, in a sense. Because that was insane. If people don't know how special that run was, Hank Gathers would have been the number one pick, died, and then Bo Kimball just took Loyola Marymount, who was an 11 seed, I just looked it up, to the Elite Eight and really made something of it.
So sad. Dana is in California. Dana, who's had the greatest individual tournament run in history?
Boy, that's got to be my uncle, Jack Dana. Came out of Piedmont High School as an All-American in the 1942 NCAA National Championships. Came off the bench to score 14 points to defeat Dartmouth to earn Stanford its only NCAA National Championship.
Whoa!
The original gangster.
The OG. What year is this?
42.
1942.
Yep. That's
the only champions. Yeah, the only championship Stanford ever got. But, yeah, he was the OG, man.
Well, listen, extra points on this show for them beating Dartmouth, Perloff's alma mater.
Anytime Perloff takes an L, it's a win for us.
But I think they made another. Is that the last Final Four for Dartmouth? Because it's crazy. They talk about 42 like it was yesterday up in Hanover.
they made the
44, too. Now, you got to remember, these are wartime Final Fours, so who knows what was actually going on.
Wait, so it's your name is D-A-N-A. Do you pronounce it Dana?
Dana.
Okay, so you're named after your grandfather?
Yes. Yeah, it was their last name. I got it as my first name.
Yeah.
And he went to Stanford. My mom went to Stanford. I went to Stanford. And it was just kind of the family business. But yeah, that was the last one they ever got. And pretty cool, I thought.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure you got to hear the stories and stuff from your grandfather. Thanks so much for calling in.
Are there people that pronounce it Dana?
That's what I thought he said.
Dana Bash, right? Oh, no, she's Dana Bash. No, there's a Dana, though.
Well, there's the actor, Paul Dana.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. I don't know why I went to Dana Bash.
Meanwhile, we are asking for the greatest individual tournament runs of all time. We get a little history lesson in the process. By the way, if you are interested in this year's NCAA tournament bracket, well, don't we have the perfect spot for you. Pearl Jam Season 4 is live right now. If you want to play along with the show, and our pal Nick in Texas, who does a great job running this thing, we have it pinned to our Twitter feed right now. It's on all of our social channels. Just click the link, fill out a bracket, and you have a chance to smoke everybody on this show. And it's probably pretty likely. Bogish has headlines. What's up?
And we've got an Aaron Rodgers update this morning. NFL Network saying the Vikings are not pursuing Rodgers at this point. J.J. McCarthy's QB1, and they're turning away teams who have called about trading for McCarthy.
Huh? Wow.
Yes, that's a Tom Pelissero tweet from about, 20 minutes ago.
Whoa.
Pelissero's very tied into the Vikings.
Yeah, he's from there, right?
Yeah, he's very tied in. If he's saying that, then that's gospel. Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, yes. You are a New York Giant.
Schefter said the same thing yesterday, that the Vikings are not doing Rodgers.
I wonder what happened, though. Like, what was the big change? What's the big sea change? Rodgers hasn't done anything. So McCarthy's knee magically, they have more confidence in it now than a week ago?
I think that they turned on that Jets tape and saw what I saw. I'm going to keep saying that.
Well, I mean, they played Rodgers last year.
Right, and they picked him off three times and he had a pick six. Yeah, that's why Cam Hayward's not that crazy about
it. Is that bad?
Yeah. I don't know. I think also they really wanted their whole thing. They drafted a quarterback so they could build a super team around him. And I think that they want to get back to that formula, right?
Okay, but why did it take them this long to get there? Like, if you're that confident in McCarthy, again, was there a doctor's appointment or something that, you know, did he pass some kind of test that made you more confident over the last 48 hours? Because this was not the story over the weekend.
No, I mean, if I had to guess, they probably turned on the tape, weren't as negative as EJ was with Rodgers, so they thought about it. They gave it a legitimate contemplation whether they wanted to go down 1 year of Aaron Rodgers and let JJ learn one more year or just go to him right now.
Do you think that needed a week's worth of conversations?
Well, we don't know what actually happened in the building. They might have already decided and said, hey, we're not going to tell the reporters yet.
It could have also started as them trying to, in some way, like, negotiate through the media or, you know, just try to push somebody in some direction while they're making up their mind.
Or was it maybe they wanted Rodgers super cheap?
Right. Right. There might have been a price where they would have gone to Rodgers.
And we've talked about this. Isn't there a report that Rodgers wants Sam Darnold's contract, $33 million a year or something to that effect? They offered 1 year, $14 million to Daniel Jones. I'm sure they were thinking, hey, Aaron Rodgers, 1 year, $12 to $14 million. And I'll bet you Rodgers said nah to that. You think it's a money? It's ultimately money.
I want a little more info here. I want what was the tipping point for Kevin O'Connell, who is allegedly the one making this decision? Is it a money thing? Was it a turned on the tape thing? Was it a J.J. McCarthy, we suddenly believe in you thing? Like, what actually was it? I want to see a little more.
I think you'll never get the real story.
Well, Rodgers will tell us from his point of view at some point.
Yeah, again, you'll never get the real story.
All right, we'll unpack that a little bit. What else you got?
The first half of the first four broke even. A thriller, then a blowout. Alabama State broke St. Francis Hearts with a 70-68 win in Dayton last night. The game was tied at 68 with just over 3 seconds left. That's when the Hornets threw a full-court pass from out of bounds. The ball pinballed off a few hands, then found Amar Knox for a lay-in with 1 second to go. Alabama State head coach Tony Madlock, not surprised his team found itself in such a situation.
March Madness. Again, I think I've talked about this with all of the media, is that all of our games end just like this.
It is the first tourney win in program history. Meanwhile, St. Francis keeps teams with losing records winless in the Big Dance. They are now 0-19. The blowout authored by North Carolina, 95-68 over San Diego State. R.J. Davis scored 26, hitting all 6 threes he took.
We got on transition. We shared the ball, and that's what got us going. We shared the wealth around the ball. Everyone contributed in so many ways, and I just think our defense really set the tone for the remainder of the game.
The Heels led by 24 the first half. They won by 27, setting up a Friday meeting with Ole Miss in Milwaukee. Tonight's schedule in Dayton is Mount St. Mary's and American, then Xavier and Texas. Darren DeVries is the new head coach at Indiana, leaving West Virginia after one season to replace Mike Woodson. His buyout reportedly $6.1 million. The Dodgers now have a 6-3 lead, top nine, on the Cubs in the Tokyo Dome. This is the second and final game for them across the Pacific. Shohei Ohtani has gone deep in this one, but at least Maggie thinks it should have been a double for fan interference.
Listen,
not an actual home run.
The broadcaster said the same thing, but there was, I don't even know what a greater chance of anything happening than that home run getting overturned. No shot. Not in the Tokyo Dome. Quite frankly, not anywhere in Major League Baseball, probably either. Shohei is it.
Maggie, don't be a wet blanket. It was a home run.
Barely.
I noticed, by the way, I just saw the highlight again. Shohei walked out of the box. He did not run it out. So it easily could have hit the wall. We would have had an embarrassing Shohei moment.
Uh-oh. Could have been dogging.
Controversy.
He thought it was an out.
I think Shohei has had more embarrassing moments.
What, Ipe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure if you heard the translator kind of stole my
I think it's... I think it's a little crazy that this dude was holding one shoulder in his arm. That was 5 months ago, and now he's already on fire this season. He's a fast healer. Again, not accusing him of anything. It's just, why didn't he have a shoulder surgery and go away for a while? Why does this guy keep coming back and hitting home runs?
Dude's a cyborg, man.
Yeah, because he's freaking awesome.
Elite athlete.
As promised.
Oh, right, and elite athletes in baseball always play a lot of games. What are you talking about? Everybody in baseball. Mike Trout goes down for 150 games at a time.
We don't want him to go away, though, Pearl. He's up to bat right now with two on.
No, I'm just saying, I think it's miraculous that he comes back so fast from his injuries. But
go ahead. It's like you've just discovered doctors and medicine.
Mike Trout.
October was a long time ago.
This is baseball.
He didn't need to have surgery. He had his shoulder popped out, and he put it back in, rest and rehab, and here we go.
This is baseball. Half the guys who signed off-season contracts are already hurt. Every pitcher is gone.
He's already missed a whole year. He's had multiple elbow surgeries. He's done his time.
I'm just saying, it strikes me as weird. I'm sorry, I was way off on that. Like, of course Shohei's literally holding an arm up in the World Series 7 weeks ago, and now he's hitting home runs.
Definitely
Whatever.
Wasn't 7 weeks ago.
Was not.
It was yesterday.
It was 2 hours
ago. I have shoulders of steel.
It was late November, right around Thanksgiving.
The Dodgers won the World Series at 7 a.m. this morning, and then
and
played against
back.
The Cubs.
He's already homered.
As promised, the Warriors gave an exhausted Steph Curry last night off, so Jimmy Butler was in charge against the Bucks.
Butler turns low with the ball. Porter Jr. takes a dribble, pump fake, goes up, got fouled, hit the shot, it's a three, count it, and put him on the line.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Butler, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, and a 104-93 win over those Bucks, who might stink. Golden State is now 5-1 on this 7-game homestand. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Okay, we'll dive into the Vikings saying big no thank you and see you later to Aaron Rodgers. We got some more details on that. It's the Maggie Perloff Show.
Don't make it up, okay?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Manny is playing violin along to Coldplay in the chat. They're saying Manny's playing a violin wiffle bat in a butcher's jacket. You are wearing some kind of butcher's coat.
I look phenomenal.
No, is that a look? Like on purpose?
The white coat?
White coat, white hat. I kind of like the look.
Thank you, Perloff.
And that Knicks hat is, I'm not a Knicks fan, but that's a nice Knicks hat.
It was a very expensive Knicks hat as well.
You kind of look like you're now taking order three. Speaking of which, can I mention something? I said this to you before. We'll get back to the sports in just a moment. I bought a sandwich yesterday. Veggie sandwich, all right? Trying to keep it healthy. Add a little cheese to it.
The hell is a veggie sandwich?
You know, like vegetables on it. And
steamed?
It cost me $15.50.
Oh! Hell no!
When he said the number, like they'd already made the sandwich.
Did you get a sub?
It was like a mini sub, though. It wasn't like a full 12...
More like an 8-inch.
Less.
Oh, no. $15. Maggie, you got finessed.
But here's the thing. They had already made the sandwich, so I can't be like, and I customized it a little because I put on some cheese. I can't be like, no thanks. $15, Pearl.
Yeah.
For a veggie sandwich. It's not like I'm ordering the shrimp cocktail.
I think they figure if you order a veggie sandwich, you're probably pretty bougie and you're going to pay $15. I mean, obviously.
$15.
Ham and cheese.
I thought it was going to cost me $7. Dude, the ham and cheese would have cost me $30.
No, I think they probably, I'm serious, they probably charge more for veggie because that's for fancy people. Like, no normal Joe orders a veggie sandwich.
For fancy people.
Where'd you go? Definitely. Did you go, like, to Rouse or something? Towels, whatever it's called?
I went to some place around here. And I get it, it's New York City, but have you guys noticed this? Is there one thing you bought lately that you're just like, whoa?
No, I didn't buy it.
Gas
is crazy.
We used ground Starbucks coffee for the coffee maker, and it went from $10.99 2 years ago to $17.99 now. I mean, it's been going
probably
up.
Same thing. They figure if you're drinking Starbucks, you're fancy.
Well, actually, the thing is, there's no other cheap options. I tried to get a cheaper option. All the coffee is $15.99. Now, I wonder, not to get into this, it could be a little bump because of tariffs from somewhere. I don't even
South
know
America?
Where it's Starbucks. Yeah, Starbucks comes from Costa Rica, I think. A lot of it does. Anyway.
You should have loaded up on coffee when you were
did.
In Costa Rica.
So what happened was we went to Costa Rica. My wife now is addicted to fresh Costa Rican coffee.
That's what happens.
Yeah. There's actually a Puerto Rican coffee place down the street from
us. I go there all the time. Puerto Rican Trading Company.
Is it legit?
This place.
Good coffee is worth it.
You walk in, it smells like awesome. But there's just been some things lately where I'm just like, I'm sorry, what did you just say that cost?
Lately. I mean.
Oh yeah, probably more than lately. But
last 15 years, maybe?
$15.50 for a sandwich that's just veggies and some cheese. I was like, you got to be joking.
I mean, as long as we're talking about this, I have to grocery shop at Costco and Trader Joe's just because I have two kids. It's just. The budget would be way... If I went to my local grocery store, I would have to take out a loan to get, a brick of cheese and half and half, and then there goes your college education.
Honestly, you're right. We do a similar type of thing. Anyway, you don't have to get off topic.
And
but
it's, by the way, it's not a New York City thing because I've traveled and gone to other grocery stores. It's everywhere right now.
Sorry, Manny's butcher coat reminded me of my yesterday sandwich debacle.
But Manny, I'm right. Only fancy people order Brussels sprouts and or whatever.
No, it was like
alfalfa sprouts and carrots on your sandwich.
This was a Bruce Wayne sandwich, if you ask
me. Yes, vegetable sandwich, right? They saw
some
you first.
Eggplant, guys, and some tomatoes.
Chicken cutlet sub.
with some, you know, some of that hot chipotle sauce.
Yeah, Manny, that would have cost me upwards of 20, I think.
There's so many weird...
Ludicrous.
I can't believe... Ludicrous. You guys were all yelling at me because I haven't tried hot honey on pepperoni pizza.
Well, yeah, that's asinine,
too. You're just missing out. We feel bad for you.
And you're also saying it's not good, which is ridiculous.
Bananas. No,
I'm not a huge pepperoni fan, but here's the thing.
What?
You guys are saying it like it is the most common order now, and you could be right, but I was not aware that, you know, basically if you go to a pizza store, you're going to get hot honey on your pizza because I don't think they have that in my local joint.
No, I bought hot honey, and we have it now in our home. Because we make a lot of pizzas, like it's fun to do with my kid, and I put the hot honey on. It was actually the cheapest thing I bought recently.
Pizza dough?
Well, the pizza dough and the hot honey. It's a good thing to have around, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's one in, we always keep one in our apartment, too. Andre makes pizza for fresh, so.
It's awesome.
Perloff, you're not making fresh pizza with the girls?
No. I'm not ordering a vegetable sandwich. I'm putting hot honey on anything. I'm old school.
Yeah, just give him the chicken sashimi and let him do his work. That's as old school as it gets. Raw chicken, like Middle Ages.
I once said that I would try it on a dare. I've never even eaten chicken sashimi. I mean, come on. Honestly, I don't. If you're going to order a vegetable sandwich, I don't even want to be with you, Maggie. This is way too new agey.
What is in a vegetable sandwich? I'm genuinely like steamed broccoli.
No, guys. Asparagus? It was an Italian place. So it was like eggplant, tomatoes. It had spicy peppers on it.
It's very European.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like this is something that Alfred would make for Bruce Wayne. He loves cucumber sandwiches.
Wait, hold on, DJ, you're backing me up here. No. No cucumbers. It wasn't like that. It wasn't a salad on
some pieces of bread?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a salad on a sandwich. It was roasted vegetables. With mozzarella and some balsamic vinegar?
Chicken tenders up.
You guys, come on.
Well, if you're putting mozzarella on it, now it's not really a vegetable sandwich. More of a cheese sandwich.
Well, I mean, I needed a little protein.
I know that. Yeah. It does sound good. But you could have also got one of those sick Italian sandwiches.
Yeah, it's a little heavy for the middle of the day. I was trying to lighten it up a little. Anyway, $15. 15. I've lived in New York City for a long time, so I don't have a lot of sticker shock.
Actually,
but sheesh.
You know, now that you're saying there's
shaking me!
Mozzarella and eggplant, and that's actually a... Might be worth $15. I don't know. Sure.
It definitely wasn't. It was like 10 cents worth of food.
Manny, what do you get for lunch?
What do I get for lunch? Yeah. Air. That's what I do.
You don't eat lunch?
Ice. I just munch on some ice. That's lunch.
Huh.
Keeping it streamlined.
Oh, yeah. 100%. You get hydrated like that as well. I know what I'm doing. It's not just a hat rack,
friend. Listen, we're all going to be eating ice for lunch if the prices keep going like this.
And ice might get too expensive.
It's crazy.
Actually, so we went to the Garden, Tracy Morgan style, and they have this wonderful buffet before the game.
Yeah, that's right.
And Manny disappeared. We all went to the shrimp and sushi. Mm-hmm. What did you go for?
I went to go get some rib at first. I went to go get that prime rib stuff at first, and then afterwards, first intermission, I went to go get some of that sushi.
But the thing about Manny was, we were all going for the food. He was already three beers in by the time he got to the first food truck.
I was already three whiskeys.
He said double Jack and Coke.
Yeah. I know. He kept walking off to the bar. I didn't even know there was a bar here. Manny found it. So that explains why you're not eating lunch.
Manny knows all the bars at Madison Square Garden.
Manny's having a liquid lunch. What are they? The old school three martini lunch. Fasting. That was back in the day.
Call it a fast.
There you go.
Well, it's good. We need a real drinker on this show, I think.
I think we found him.
Yeah. Because EJ doesn't really drink. Maggie, you do drink, but... Yeah.
Not
I don't
on school
drink.
Nights.
Manny, you're holding down the fort for us, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Key to our alcohol sponsorship. If anyone wants to come sponsor specifically Manny.
Cerveza.
888-710-4ISN.
Manny will be like, you just pay me in product.
Yes.
888-710-4476. The Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. Region revealed next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.